Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So now we're going to transition from the discussion of Kiddush HaChodesh to the discussion of Tkiyas Shofar. So says the Mishnah, Kala Shofar is Ksher Chutz Mishal Parah. You could use any type of shofar, any type of horn on Rosh Hashanah, except for the horn of a cow, or an ox for that matter, because a cow's horn is not called a shofar. It is called a keren in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Bechor shoro hadar lo, v'karne re'im karnav." Its horns are the horns of a re'im, of a wild ox. So you see the term a keren is used when describing a shor, which is just a male version of a para. So when it comes to a shofar shal para or a shofar shal shor, that is not a shofar, that is a keren. So you're not allowed to use it for the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'lo kala shofaros nikru keren. That can't be what disqualifies it. That can't be a disqualifying feature of a shofar, because every shofar is called a keren. Shenemar b'mshoch b'keren hayovel. It says that when they would draw out the blast of the keren of the ram. So you see that even a ram's horn is called a keren. So Rabbi Yossi says that even if a ram's horn is called a keren, and we know that a ram's horn is the ideal horn to use for the mitzvah, so then you can't tell me that any horn that's called a keren is puzzle to use for the mitzvah. So even though a cow's horn may be called a keren, it's still kosher to use for the mishnah, for the mitzvah. So the Tanakama, how does Tanakama not know a puzzle that a ram's horn is also called a keren? But so the Tanakhama would say, yeah, but b'mshoch hayovel heimayal v'har v'yihi kol hashofar, the pasuk says, it's called a shofar also. So anytime something is called a shofar, and even if it's sometimes called a keren, it will be kosher. But if it's only called a keren in Tanakh, then it's not going to be kosher. Mishnah Gimel, so the Mishnah tells us, and what is the best type of shofar to use? Mishnah Beis was about what's kosher. Mishnah Gimel is about what's ideal. So shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the ideal shofar should be a wild goat's shofar that is straight. Tana doesn't say that it has to be a wild goat. That's not really the point. The point is that it should be straight and shouldn't be curved. He just mentions a wild goat because he says if you're looking for a straight shofar, that's where you'll find it, on the head of a wild goat. And the idea is that it symbolizes, you know, the person having straight and pure thoughts. That's what the Bartanur says. Tefillah be'in on pshitus. That's the ideal form of tefillah. So upiv mitzupa zahav. When they would blow shofar in the Beis Hamikdash, there was gold plating around the where you place your mouth on the shofar, a little below the shofar's mouthpiece, not directly on the mouthpiece, because if the mouthpiece was covered in gold, it would be a chatzitza between the person's mouth and the shofar. But they would have a little bit of gold toward the edge. Ushtei chatzotzos minat stadin. When they would blow shofar in the Beis Hamikdash, there would the person blowing shofar was flanked by two people blowing trumpets at the same time. That we derive from a pasuk in Tehillim that there was such a din. Shofar marich v'chatzotzos mekatzros. The shofar blast would last longer than the chatzotzos blast. Shemitzvah siyom b'shofar, because the shofar is the ikar on Rosh Hashanah, so therefore the shofar blast is going to last longer. And that's why the guy blowing the shofar was in the middle, because the person in the middle is clearly the ikar. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said as far as what type of shofar is kosher, any type of shofar except for a para, that of a para, because it's called a keren. According to the Tanakhama, it's not good. Rabbi Yossi says it is good, because even a ram's horn is called a keren. Tanakhama would say, but we only allow horns that are also called a shofar in Tanakh. Mishnah Gimel, we said that a shofar, the ideal shofar to use, is a straight shofar, and in the Beis Hamikdash they had a little gold toward the mouthpiece, and you were flanked by two chatzotros, but when they would blow, the guy blowing the shofar will blow a longer blast than those blowing the chatzotros, because the ikar of the real mitzvah, the mitzvah sayom, was with the shofar. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled.